Cellular immune system. The first area of the immune response system we will examine is the cell-mediated immune, CMI, system. This response is induced, mediated, or regulated by T lymphocytes and mononuclear phagocytes. An enhanced immune response is initiated when a foreign substance, such as a bacterium, virus, or other foreign antigen, is taken up by large phagocytic cells of various types, macrophages in tissues or Langerhans cells in skin or mucous membranes. These are components of the innate immune system, which is the primary spontaneous and reactive portion of the immune system. Ingestion of invaders may be sufficient to contain and eliminate an infection. However, if the infection is not contained, the innate system processes the invading organisms and presents the processed antigens to effectors of the adaptive immune system. Key point: white blood cells, or leukocytes, are one of the key types of phagocytic cells in the CMI system. There are five types of leukocytes, in order of frequency, in healthy individuals. They are neutrophils. These are the first to respond to a bacteria or virus. Lymphocytes. These fight infections through the production of antibodies. Monocytes. These clean up dead cells in the body, eosinophils. These are known for their role in triggering allergy symptoms. Basophils. These are known for their role in inflammation in the body and narrowing of the airways, that is asthma. When appearing in a complete blood count, an atypical presentation of one or more of these cells may help an IP deduce valuable information about a potential infection. For example, increased neutrophil counts typically indicate a bacterial infection. The initial response to acute bacterial infection, such as appendicitis, may result in immature neutrophils, called band or stab cells, entering the system. This is referred to as a left shift. By using clues such as these, an IP may be able to take initial steps geared at preventing infection spread prior to definitive diagnosis being available.